You got KQRK on the weekend, and you got Pat Peach here, Patty Hansen, the Patty Squared Show.
Patty Squared. That should be the name of our show.
It's about
definitely.
The extent of the mathematics we do
really?
Around here.
I don't even know what squared is. What are you talking about?
We'll get enough money. We'll send you back to school there, Patty. Actually, that was Billy Idol's White Wedding, and I was telling you that I had a white wedding myself.
Well, you know, I hear that white weddings can put you in the red these days.
Well, you know, we went for the, like, really cheesy route. I mean, like, we went to the church, and we went to my folks' house, and, like, ate a bunch of food and threw people in the pool. But apparently, people are doing more than that. So what's it going to cost now?
Well, you know, the cost of a wedding has more than tripled since 1984. So it went from $5,000 to, get this, $16,000. Did you pay $16,000 for your wedding?
Well, I didn't even pay that for my car, okay? Never mind my wedding. I mean, my car, I can get, like, fruitful pleasures out of for lots of years. My marriage only lasted, what, three?
Well, that's right. I heard your ex-husband got your wedding ring out of a Cracker Jack box, so that probably saved him a fortune right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, that pretty much sounds like Pete, too. Dave's rolling.
Could you guys make it a real important announcement?
And what would that be?
Congratulations to Joey and Lindsay on your new engagement tonight.
Okay. Well, okay, I think we can do that.
Yeah. Are they there right now?
Yeah, one's at work and one's standing here, so.
Okay. Oh, who's standing there? We want to talk to him.
Joey?
Yeah, we want to talk to Joey.
Okay. Joey! We want to talk to you!
Yeah, he's not right by there. He's apparently in the next county.
Here you go.
Hello?
Joey,
hi.
You rascal, you.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
What we want to know is, you know, how much money are you going to spend on your wedding, dude?
I'll Joey, go all out.
Okay, well, do you realize that the average wedding has gone up to $16,000?
I don't care.
You have $16,000?
I could get it.
He says, yes, I'll just be robbing that bank, and we'll put that wedding on.
Yeah.
So what do you find romantic?
What's romantic to me is live my woman in the car. Look at the stars and tell her what she and ask her what she wants out of me, and ask her if you want the stars or the moon.
Oh, we're losing this guy to who? What's her name?
Lindsay Harris.
Hearts are breaking all over the place right now.
We're bumming now, man, because, like, you know, we're just like two old maids.
Yeah. We've been looking all over for somebody like you.
Sorry.
All the good ones are taken. Okay.
Well, they're not married yet.
Yeah, that's true. There's his chance to break up his marriage.
Oh, yeah, we'll right.
Be,
uh-huh.
We'll
no
be
chance.
Right over.
No chance at all.
Well, here comes the police to arrest you, Joey. And well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That's romance, police. So we send him on over there. You know, we traced the call when he was on the phone. We're sending him on over there. We're going to lock him up and get in the way of the
Joey
wedding.
Joey will not get married. He will not have to pay $16,000 for a wedding.
You know, we saved the world. We made it safe for another day. I mean, we're just wonder women, aren't we? We're just amazing.
And we're just getting going.
Getting going where, Patty?
I'm just wandering aimlessly.
Just like your brain, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, this is what happens when you get up at this time in the morning.
Well, it's being...
And you do this.
It's all this radiation from the radio waves.
Oh, that's it.
It affects the brain.
We'll blame it on the radio waves. So then we'll definitely not get any more work in radio.
We need hazard pay. This is difficult work. We could break a nail hitting these buttons.
Yeah, and you know, and I wonder what the radiation effect is on our ovaries, man.
And I hear men go bald when they're on the air. Have you noticed all the older male DJs are bald?
Yeah, but that's the headphone thing. You know, in fact, I know a woman who once began to do her show without her headphones on. So she, like, sounded all awful over the breaks and the music didn't match and everything. And we found out she was doing it without her headphones on because she didn't want to go bald on the top of her head. KRQK with sort of like, I don't know, libido-written music from the Rolling Stones. Start Me Up and Miss You. You got the Pat Squared
Show. Very romantic. Very romantic.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, really romantic. Okay, yeah, go with that, Patty. Go ahead.
Well, what has the strongest influence on what a person finds romantic? What do you think it is?
You know, actually, most people I know are really into the romance novel thing.
Well, according to a recent national survey, the novels thing only came in at number 4.
Okay, I'm just number 4. Thanks for really making me feel good there, Patty.
And at number 1, we need the drum roll.
Brrr, boom.
Television.
Television.
That is hard to believe.
Television? Well, no, you know, because I think a lot of people are hanging out there with the TV, maybe. They just can't do better
than
that.
Yeah, but it's hard to feel romantic watching Little House on the Prairie.
And speaking of Little House on the Prairie, Eric Clapton doing his I Love My Wife thing. Wonderful tonight after this. Tape's rolling, studio line.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm in the mood to hear some blues.
Does Can Heat count as blues?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'll play those for you. Who's this?
This is Relaina.
Anyway, Relaina, while we got you on here, we're like doing our own personal exciting survey. What do you think is the most romantic act that your sweetie can do for you?
Oh, I don't know. I kind of go for the Pepe Le Pew type myself.
Oh, but what, now what does that mean? They chase you around and they smell bad?
No, no, the mild, passionate lover, and they kiss you all over.
So it's a sweet talker, then.
He's a sweet talker with that French thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for answering those questions, and Ken Heat should be up, about 20, 25 minutes or so.
Hi, Groovy.
Hang in there. Tape's rolling.
Yes, ma'am. I have got a request, but I'm not sure what the name of the song is. It's an old Doobie Brothers song. It's one of their most popular.
Can you give me some lyrics?
No, we can't. We just can remember that it was a real fast, a real good song to dance to.
Well, they have lots of songs like that.
China Grove, maybe. China Grove! Whoa!
China Grove. That's it! Will you play that?
Are we good or what?
I'm just psychic,
man. Good. Can you play it?
I'll see what I can do. Can I ask you a couple questions while I got you on the phone? Okay, what's the romantic thing that your honey can do for you?
Oh! You don't. No, I don't think I can answer
the thing that just gets your heart going.
It can be romantic, you know. It can't be. It doesn't have to be dirty. This is radio.
Okay.
Remember, it's a family show.
Time out. Am I going to be on the radio?
Maybe.
Well, maybe.
With this life, I better not.
Is it that bad?
Ask me again.
Have you seen that movie Sliver? Is that you're, like, acting that out or what?
No.
No, just tell us, okay? You know, like, give us the subtle details and we'll use our imaginations.
Come on, say it. We know you've got one in your mind that you just won't say. What was that?
Wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes. That works for me and every day of the week.
And do the laundry.
Let me tell you, someone who loves you does that stuff for you.
That's
right.
As long as
they do it naked.
Well, I don't know about that.
Studio line.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Is this Relaney again?
No, this is Deb. Yeah, Debbie?
Oh, okay. I
live in the same town with that hussy.
Oh, I see. Oh, now we get the whole doggone town on the phone.
How could you play Nice and White Satin?
Ooh.
Moody Blues?
Oh, yeah, the satin thing. I can see what she's into, man.
Mm. No, man, I just like the Moody Blues.
Okay, now, while I've got you on the phone, I want to ask you a couple questions.
Okay, cool.
What's your strongest influence on what you find most romantic? I mean, where's your source for romance?
Goddamn, Skikiki.
Skikiki? Excuse me? What language are we speaking here? What the heck is Skikiki?
No, kinky.
Oh, kinky.
So what's kinky to you?
Foreplay and all the above.
Oh, no, we don't want to ask her how she has sex. We want to know, like do you like read books for romantic ideas, go to the movies?
What puts you in the mood? What puts you in the mood? What do you have to, is there something you have to see that will get you in the mood?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
We got all those women from this area laughing real hard but not saying anything. Have you noticed that?
Okay, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I just dig it all, babe.
You know what it is? It's not any of these things. What they don't have in this survey is radio, which is what's obviously turning this woman on.
Yeah, it does too.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, that helps a lot.
Okay,
put you in the mood there.
We'll work on getting you in the mood there with the music, dude.
Hey, okay, man.
Do that.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye. Yeah, sure. This woman's, like, just a little frightening, don't you think?
Yes, she is. I love that laugh, though. It's like a lawnmower, you know, when you start it.
Yes, the lawnmower laugh. It's very sexy. Maybe that's what turns him on, and that's what gets them in bed together. Because obviously he wasn't going to tell us.
Well, nobody's talking today. What's the deal?
I don't know. Let's talk. Let's go ahead. Let's bother some more people.
They're anonymous. Nobody's going to hear this but you and I and all of Santa Barbara.
Well, apparently they recognize one another's voices because she said that hussy was her friend. So maybe they aren't as anonymous as they'd like to be. So, hey, let's talk to someone else.
Okay.
Hey there. Tape's rolling. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hanging.
How are you?
Pretty good.
What's your name?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, okay. Well, what is this, the Anonymous Knight, or, you know?
Yeah, you can call me the Anonymous Knight. That'll be good.
The Anonymous Knight.
Okay.
How about playing me a little meatloaf?
You know,
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
I would love to play that song for you.
That's about it. That's all I wanted to hear. I've got three people here that's never heard the song before.
Oh, yeah, and they want to sing along.
Oh, you bet.
So like doing your own version of Wayne's World, huh?
Right, exactly.
Only not Bohemian Rhapsody. I got it. It is fun to sing along with.
Do you have a little campfire there?
A campfire?
Yeah, to sing along around.
Oh, well, we may build one if you'll play it.
He says, we'll build a bonfire in the middle of the living room. It won't make a big difference, right?
That's right. They've got insurance. They'll be okay.
Hey, anyway, well, we got you on the phone here, Mr. Anonymous. Where do you find your ideas for romantic evenings?
In other words, what gets you hot?
Oh, he said listening to you.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like that answer.
We like you.
Thank God this is radio and not TV.
We're going to get those sex breaks eventually in the future, and that'll be good for this after they've made us so hot by telling us we're so sexy.
It will.
Anyway, well, thanks for participating in this wonderful nil form you have, Mr. Anonymous, and we'll work on your song.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And you know, Patty, I wasn't kidding about that. You know, experts are saying that as part of the future, I don't know when this future is coming, but that people are going to have sex breaks. That's right.
Sex breaks. So there'll be a little sex room that you can go into and have a...
Yeah, this is what they're talking about. And they also will feature communal cooking rooms.
Don't we have that now?
Yeah, maybe we should take some sex breaks in there,
yeah,
Patty.
We do have that little room down the hall.
I'm sure management wouldn't mind at all. I'm sure they wouldn't mind. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be a sex break instead of coffee. We're in radio, man. Forget the sex.
We need coffee.
We need coffee.
In fact, it is in our contract that coffee must be on the premises at all time for us.
Oh, now, come on.
It must. You know, we need to be awake, obviously. I mean, this is a very important job. We need to be alert when we're speaking with our audience.
Oh, yes, because we're doing serious brain surgery here, and someone might just die as a result of a bad joke.
Of course, you would never know that by listening to us right now, but it is a fact.
Well, not enough coffee! Not enough coffee! Quick, we're going to take a coffee break while you listen to this important message. We're back, and we're pretty doggone excited. I can tell you're pretty doggone excited about it.
About Clinton's haircut?
I don't understand this. $200. $200 for a haircut. Now, I can sort of understand with Hillary, you know, we want our fancy schmancy and the pen spend a little more. But, I mean, come on. They run a razor on the end of your head.
Yeah, but
they cut some hair.
Did this haircut.
Kristoff. Did you see his hair? I mean, let me tell you, can go to, like, Fantastic Sam's for $8 and have that same haircut. I mean,
yes,
am I right?
Would they come out and do it on the airplane for him?
You know what?
Absolutely
I would lay money they would just for the publicity. Yes, they would. And the thing is, they said not only did it cost $200 for the haircut, but because they had to sit on the tarmac with Air Force One and, like, a billion Secret Service guys, that it probably cost the taxpayers about $200,000 or something.
Well, I heard that Clinton wasn't aware that it caused that much. Trouble.
This man is the president. We're not talking Dan Quayle here, right? You know, that's I still haven't found what I'm looking for
you too.
And, you know.
Apparently Adam Clayton found what he was looking for.
I don't know. Naomi Campbell, what is this rock star model thing? What, us regular gals aren't good enough.
I don't know, but they're getting married September 14th, and Naomi is pretty, and, well, Adam Clayton is not a very good-looking guy. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Why do these, like Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley?
Well, you know, he's got sort of an edge to him that's interesting.
Yeah, Mick Jagger and all the models. I mean,
yeah, we know Nikki Sixx and his Playboy Bunny and all that
stuff. Did you
hear
about Mick Jagger and Eric Clapton apparently had sex together?
Now, you know what? I heard about that. And, you know, the thing is, in some other book, it was supposedly Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Well, actually, it was both of them.
Yeah, but
not together. But
I get this feeling.
Although
what's
I wouldn't
happened.
Be surprised.
You know that game you play when you're kids, and you pass it on, and by the time you get to the 10th person, it's Oprah Winfrey wears black socks or something, you know.
Yeah, the rumor mill.
You know, I think this guy researched it, and like he got one of those told to stories, and this is how it's wound up.
Well, it's going to be out in a book soon, so we'll have to read it for ourselves.
You got Pat Peach here with you at KRQK. That was the Eagles and Witchy Woman. Also heard Joe Cocker Feeling All Right and ZZ Top and I Thank You. And, speaking of thank you and all that kind of stuff, apparently, this week is Public Relations Week. So
it is, and you already screwed up. You didn't introduce me. I'm Patty Hansen.
I'm just a butthead.
I'm a sidekick that gets kicked all the time.
Well, that's your job. You're going to barely squeeze in there with my big fat ego.
Well, now you've got me upset.
Okay. Well, you know what? We figured as rather than get one another upset, let's get our family always upset. Public relations leak, let's just ruin our public relations with our family. What do you think?
That would be very easy for me.
Well, you know, my sister's one of those people who, when she cooks a turkey on Thanksgiving, which is why we haven't let her do it for, like, I don't know, 5 years or so, when the smoke alarm goes off, that's when she knows the turkey's done. And I'm not kidding. This is true.
Hey, that's so funny. I do that, too.
But now your now you told me something about your family that this is my all-time favorite story, so go with it.
Well, I have a sister-in-law that doesn't seem to be able to do anything right, and she can't even make candy. One day she decided to make candy, and she needed to melt some chocolate, and she didn't have a proper double boiler.
Right.
So she put two pots together, which sounds easy enough.
You can do that. It's possible.
Unfortunately, the two pots kind of fit together too tightly, so when the water boiled, it sort of built up pressure, and it blew the top pot up into the roof, blew a hole in the ceiling, and destroyed the stove, destroyed the floor, and people came from near and far to see this.
But you know what? I wanted to know, does the government know about your sister? Maybe this, like, is a future weapon.
Really? I think that's how they got the idea for Star Wars.
Everybody has to guess what Mr. Mike is. Mr. Mike, gets me through the weekends. Gets me through those cold nights. And the nice thing about Mr. Mike is he's low-calorie and caffeine-free.
You know, and it's sad. Mr. Mike is not here today, and his absence is really felt.
You know, everybody loves Mr. Mike. Something that the world needs. Mr. Mike should run the planet because I think things would be better. We could, like, just take over the world. We'll just run. I'll be president. You'll be vice president.
Sure, why not?
We'll just run the country. I don't think we could do any worse.
Well, wait a minute. Why do I have to be vice president?
Well, you be president.
Hey, leave
Clint alone. I'll be the vice president, and I can just pretty much stop you from giving all my money away to people.